Welcome back to another Sports Castle Sports Shorts. We're here with Matt Garrick from the Windale Eagles. How are you, Matty?
I'm well, mate. How's yourself?
Yeah, good. Good to catch up after a few years since we've seen each other, mate.
It's been a while, mate.
Good to see you still running around representing. Recently brought up the 200 games, I believe, mate.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, that was a good day. Good win on Old Boys Day. And yeah, it took me 13 years to tick that up, but it's been a good time.
A bit of a stalwart, mate, yourself. And we're just talking about it off air. I had a few games here after I finished up at Lakes in about 08. 07, yep. 08, somewhere 08, there. And there's only a few of you left, mate.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, we're still going, still having fun, bringing the young fellas through, still enjoying it. So
it's good to see, mate. Good to see the club still going reasonably strong after, you know, obviously going down the grades a little bit this year.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, we're still going well. The footy's been probably a bit tougher than a few of us would have imagined, and there's still plenty of handy footballers running around, and it's been good. It's been enjoyable.
Now, mate, obviously a couple of people out, including yourself last week. Not the result you were looking for. Would have been probably nice with a couple of injuries to have earned the week off. And East Maitland did a job on you last week.
Yeah, mate, they definitely got the jump on us at the start. You just have those games every now and then when the other team just starts too good. And they were just too good in that first 20 minutes. And the game was over before it started for us, really. But I've been involved in games like that before and play the same team the next week, and it's a totally different result. So we'll be ready for them next time.
You have come up against them twice now, and both times the result have been, you know, similar margins, but yep, opposite directions. You guys put 44 on them last time. This time they put 44 on you. So it says if you can get past Morisset this week, anything's possible in the big dance, and grand finals are a different kettle of fish.
Yeah, they sure are, mate. I think we done the same to them last time. We just started strong, and they couldn't come back, and they did the same to us. So I think if we get through this week, it'll be a very good, tough grand final. So hopefully we can get through there and, yeah, and get another shot at them in a fortnight.
Speaking of this weekend, 12 o'clock up at Raymond Terrace, you take on Morisset. They've done pretty well. They crept into fifth, and they did an absolute job on Aberglass in the first week and then beat Swansea last week in what was probably a surprise for a lot of people after the form Swansea came into the finals in.
Yeah, well, we played Morisset a couple of weeks ago on a Friday night, and it was a tough game. I think it was nil all until 38 minutes, and we sort of got a couple of late tries that, you know, made the scoreline a bit more in our favour, but it was a very tough game, and they were a good football team, so I'm expecting very much the same this week. So
you took them on earlier in the year, and nothing could separate you. So obviously they've got the ability to mix it with you, as you said. You know, they've mixed it with you for a half in that last one and a draw in the first one, so yeah, you're really gonna have to be on this weekend.
Yeah, mate, definitely. Like I said, I'm expecting a very tough game. They run hard, they tackle hard, and yeah, they'll come to play. Key to our game's been our defence and completing sets this year, and if we can do that well, then I'm sure we can score points off the back of that and hold them out for the win.
They've been, a few of the highlights I've seen in some of their games, they've been quite physical, especially on the edges, and but they also sort of tire, as you guys saw with the late tries you got last time, and I think it was young Jackie Backus, he had a hooker, got three, just turning them over, mate. So do you think that's a key to this weekend's game, just sort of, you know, sticking with them for that long period and then trying to take advantage when they tire?
Yeah, mate, like I said, just completing your sets. When we played them last time, I thought we were on top, but just couldn't get those early tries. And yeah, just got to keep coming. And when those opportunities present themselves later in the game, you just got to take them. I'll just correct you too. It's his younger brother, Liam Backus.
Liam, sorry, mate.
Jakey will probably want to take those tries.
It is too. Sorry, mate. That is my mistake. So sorry, Liam. Mate, as we touched on, there is a couple of stalwarts running around, and one of them's been pretty active in giving us plenty of banter, including yourself, mate, and that's Scotty Salter. I'm expecting plenty of things from him. How's he looking for the weekend?
Mate, it's a wonder he hasn't rolled in yet. He won't be training. You don't see him train, but
That was like that when I was here before, mate.
Yeah, he actually got a try on the weekend, and I'm pretty sure it's the first try he's ever scored without me passing him the ball, so he was pretty happy about that, so... he's still going well, the big fella, runs hard.
Surprised he wasn't gunning for your 7 jersey with your out, mate. He's fancied himself a half over the years.
He wants to get out into the centres, but we're not struggling that much yet.
No, mate, well, thanks for a little bit of your time. Obviously, big game this weekend, plenty of the fans, if they can get up there to Raymond Terrace, 12 o'clock, field 2 at Lakeside, I believe it is.
Yep,
that's right. So get up there, support the Eagles, and hopefully we see a battle of the Eagles in the grand final, mate.
Yeah, mate. Yeah. Like,
flying up there and taking on, I think it's the Griffins, East Maitland.
The Griffins, yeah, that's what they are. I'm not sure what a Griffin is myself, but that's who we'll be taking on if we get the win. Not used to playing these midday games, the C-grade games, but...
let's leave more time for drinking in the afternoon if you win, mate.
If we win the grand final, we'll be well and truly on our way by sundown on the Saturday. So,
well, hopefully, mate, we can see you in there about 1:30, 2 o'clock Saturday next week, celebrating a win, and I'll get an interview with you and Scotty after the game, mate.
That'd be brilliant, mate. We'll look forward to it.
All right, thanks, mate, and good luck for the weekend.
Cheers, mate. Thanks.
Cheers.